I'm Brian Russo.
And welcome back to Coastal Connection.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll learn why ecologists were setting more than 70 acres of the beautiful Nassawango Creek Nature Preserve on fire the other day, and why they say it's going to help the state's largest privately owned natural area. But first, we're going to talk about a problem that is unfortunately very prevalent in our region and across the country: bullying. Being bullied isn't just being called names or being pushed around in the hallways of your school anymore. It can come in many different forms. And today, we'll start a series about how our community is trying to deal with bullying in the digital age. Oftentimes, bullying continues because people who are being bullied are scared or they're too ashamed to talk about it. So we are hoping to start a conversation about what's happening in our region's schools, why it's happening, and to perhaps see if there's anything we can do to make it a little bit better for everyone, especially our kids. So joining me to talk about this is a local family who's unfortunately been going through quite a bit of bullying in the past few months. It should be noted that we'll leave their last names out of this, and we may or may not have altered their first names for the sake of their anonymity. So we'll be speaking with Bobby and Rachel. Welcome to Coastal Connection, both of you.
Hi, Brian. Thank you.
Rachel, let's start with you. You're Bobby's mom. You have another son that was going to join us today, a 15-year-old that decided at the last minute he was a little bit too nervous to come on the air. Tell me what your family's been going through in the past few months.
Well, Brian, I have been dealing a lot of with issues at school with children saying things or spreading rumors about my children, and it's been hard for me to deal with, and it's actually taken a toll on our family. My children sometimes don't want to go to school because of it.
Yeah. When was the first time that this came up? Was this something that just started happening this year?
My older son has been dealing with it for several years. It started when he was in the fifth grade with somebody just telling him that nobody likes him, doesn't want to be his friend. I believe it started when one child didn't like that my son was a best friend of one of his friends. And he started telling kids that nobody likes him, and don't hang out with him, he's uncool. Unfortunately, that spread through the bus, and my son's peers in the neighborhood started to believe that. So my son went from a very popular kid to a very unpopular kid. And the friends that he had were moving away from him. And the kid that was saying these things seemed to become more popular. He was very unpopular and seemed to become very popular. And if we fast forward now, I found out that that kid that first began bothering my son has bothered many kids, mm-hmm. and has never been disciplined for it.
Well, as a parent, you know, you always want to shield your kids from anything bad happening, but you don't want to shield them too much because, you know, then they can't learn those real life situations of dealing with positives or negative in their life. When did you decide as a mom that this is getting a little bit out of hand and I need to intervene in some way? Something needs to be done because this is not healthy, what the negative things that my kids are having to deal with at school.
Well, at about the sixth grade, I didn't realize it was going on in the fifth grade. Sixth grade for my older son, one day he missed the bus on the side of our street. So we ran down to the other side of the street, and he refused to get on the bus. And I asked him why. So I got on the bus, and one of the children said, "They're bothering him on the bus. He cries every day." I kind of put two and two together, and I went to the principal. I went to the school. I went to the bus driver. The school kind of didn't know what to do with the situation.
Yeah.
So I'm not very happy the way they handled it. The parents weren't called of the other child when I told them what was going on and how long it was going on. The principal kind of swept it under the rug.
Do you think that because, and I've heard many things and even experienced it when I was a schoolboy, you know, things that happen on the bus oftentimes are separate than what happens in the classroom. Do you think that was a similar situation here? Because it didn't happen in the classroom, the school was less willing to address it head on.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. The school bus is part of the school environment because it is an extension of the school. So whatever happens on that bus, the school has to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that they saw it like that. I think that it was the beginning stages of bullying that they had seen, and it was as if they refused to call the parent. In a situation when one child is bothering another child, you call the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Because any good parent would want to correct their child. me as a parent, I wouldn't want my child bullying or harassing or even saying anything about somebody. I want to redirect them, speak to them, know why they said that, and correct them. But the school didn't see it that way. So it progressed. And it progressed into the ninth grade.
I want to turn to Bobby for a second. Bobby, tell me what it felt like for you before you ever had to deal with any bullying of your own, how it felt for you when you were at home and you would hear your parents and your older brother talking about what was happening to him. Did it make you afraid to go to school yourself and that maybe someday you would have to deal with bullying?
Before my brother started telling my parents about bullying, he started to withdraw from the family, started to become more, like, alone, liked more solitude. And
even to you? You guys didn't hang out as much?
We still hung out, but he didn't, like to go outside as much.
So when did things start happening in class for you? I mean, I know you're a few years younger than your brother. When did it feel like bullying was happening to you?
I'm pretty sure it was in third grade because I had this really good friend. And I made him my friend near the beginning of the year. So then near the middle of the year, this kid came along and he had like a whole group of people with him. And whenever I tried to hang out with them, they're like, no, we're part of this club and you can't join. So they wouldn't let me play with him. So he just stopped like hanging out with me as much. And we stopped going over to each other's houses. And then we stopped like talking during the school. Mm-hmm. And that was all in third grade. So.
Right. And has, you know, now that you've gotten a little bit older, has it ever gotten to a point where they call you bad names or they've ever like gotten physical and pushed you around or anything like that?
It's never gotten physical, but they have been like telling me stuff to my face, and it can really take a toll on a person. Yeah. I mean, it's not like just one thing and it just goes away like within the week. It's just like they continue to do it, and it can make people lose friends and make them feel terrible about themselves.
So when they call you names, you know, if you hear something enough, does it ever make you feel like, well, maybe they're right? Like, do you ever hear them call you bad things? And then as you're doing your homework later in the day, those words still bother you?
Yeah, it can make you lose, like, self-esteem. It can just really hurt you mentally. And you may never be able to get over it. But, I mean, some people have it better than others. They can find a way to get around it.
Yeah. Did you ever think to yourself that, you know, maybe next year when I'm in a new class, maybe this will get a little better, or maybe it'll get a little bit better when I'm older? Have you ever thought about that? Or has it ever gotten to a point where you said, I just don't want to go to school because I don't want to deal with that?
Yes. But I never really complained about going to school. I just didn't want to ride the bus because that's usually where it always happens.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm your host, Brian Russo. We're speaking with Bobby and Rachel, a mother and son here in our area who have been unfortunately living and dealing with bullying in our area's schools. Rachel, I want to turn back to you for a moment. You know, we were just listening to Bobby and having him explain to us, you know, what goes on a daily basis and how that makes him feel. As a mom, what does that do to you to hear that not just one of your sons, but both of your sons are going through, you know, some really hard times in school at the hands of kids who are just being downright nasty?
Well, Brian, I think that when I look back and think about my older son, just looking at him being upset, I got really upset. And I didn't know what to do because the school wasn't cooperating. The school wasn't doing anything. And I really didn't know what to tell the school because by the time that one kid had said it, it spread to so many kids that I didn't know who to talk to. Whose parent were you going to call? Mm-hmm. But I really would have liked if they would have called the original kid's parents and they would have dealt with it right there. When I approached the parents, I was the bad guy. I mean, they didn't want to deal with the issue.
How much do you think the parents of the bullies, not the parents of the bullied, know about their own children's behavior in the classroom? And do you think that there's a way that the school can improve that dialogue, not only between parents of the kids who are being bullied, but the kids of the parents who are the so-called bullies?
Well, I know that with children, having children at home, we know our own child's personality and we know our child's behavior. So there's no way that the parent has not seen some kind of activity that their child is doing that could possibly lead to behavior such as bullying or harassing other people. It has to be happening in front of them. This just does not happen to somebody. Knowing now what I know, a child is just not going to go to school. They have issues at home. They have issues at school. They have issues whether they're playing a sport. They're bullying somebody else. They're not just bullying one child. And as for the parent, I believe that the parent has corrected their child maybe or disciplined them in some way, but doesn't want to take the responsibility or doesn't want anybody to know that their child has a problem. So they're going to defend their child at whatever cost there is.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the school system, not just here locally, but schools across the country, are doing enough to address bullying in the classroom or on the bus or even on the internet? Because that cyberbullying is a new strain of this that, you know, you or I didn't have to deal with when we were kids. But unfortunately, Bobby's generation does have to deal with, because they can be bullied on Facebook or they can be bullied over their cell phones or et cetera, et cetera. What do you think that schools need to do more than what they're doing already?
If somebody comes to the school, a child or a parent with concern that their child has been harassed or bullied or whatever the case is, the school needs to take it seriously. Every issue needs to be taken seriously, and the school needs to understand that the parent has a concern, the child has a concern, and that it needs to be addressed immediately. Not tomorrow, not the next day. Call in the child that's being harassed, speak to him. Mm-hmm. Call in the child that's being the bully, that is the bully, speak to him. They're not going to say, yes, I did it. We need to understand that. They're not going to admit to it. So what do? You need to believe the child that's being bullied.
Yeah.
And the parent that has the concern. The parent of the other child needs to be called in, and they need to have a meeting of what the next step is. Because if there is no next step, there is not going to be any justification to correcting the situation.
Bobby, I want to turn this question to you for a moment. What happens when a kid in your class, or even yourself personally, tell their teacher, or tell any teacher in your school, that bullying or harassment is taking place? What do they say?
I think personally that it's not that easy to tell a teacher. I mean, yeah, people like, you don't really want to tell a teacher because...
Why?
It's just like a feeling that you don't really want to express. And
is it that you don't think that the teacher is going to do anything about it, or you just are embarrassed and you don't want a teacher to know how you're feeling?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. So how do you think that adults could help kids in the classroom when it comes to bullying? You know how adults sometimes sit the kids down and they give them a talking to? If kids could sit down the adults and give them a talking to and say, this is how you could fix bullying in schools, what would you say?
I would say that you should keep a more watchful eye on the children, and that, like, maybe you should keep, like, an extra helper in the class. I think it's better that way because, I mean, if there's more teachers around, like, the kids don't have the guts to do it.
Let's turn to your mom. Rachel, tell me what you think. If so many people in our region are dealing with this, and you hear about this all the time on the soccer field, on the buses, in the classroom, do you think that it's a case where parents need to kind of find each other and come together, and there'll be some sort of a louder voice or a bit of power in numbers if more families who are going through situations like this? You know, maybe it's not physical, you know, bullying. Maybe it's not cyberbullying, but it still takes a toll. Do you think parents in this region need to come together and really push the administration of the school systems to do something more?
Yes. And I will tell you, Brian, that I've talked to so many people. They've been to the school. If they don't threaten to bring the police or call the lawyer, the school won't do anything. Several parents have told me that they were going to remove their children. They've threatened to call the police, and they've called their attorney. And once they say that, they take action, and things seem to stop. I've said that to them, but I haven't called. I've called my attorney, and I've called the police several times, and I've told the school that. But the school just did not want to get involved. Once they heard that the person that was bothering my son also was in our neighborhood, they said, oh, that's something that you can deal with in your neighborhood. One principal went as far to tell me that, oh, if you want to request a parent meeting with the other kid's parent, I'll give him your number. If he wants to talk to you, he'll call you. I was offended and appalled that the principal would tell me something like that, that he would give my number to the other parent. And I just wanted it to stop for my children. I don't like to be, I'm a private person. I really don't like to be embarrassed. And I'm sure a lot of parents don't want to come to the school and make a big fuss or, you know, even embarrass their child anymore by telling somebody. But that's the only way it can stop. If you don't tell somebody, it'll never stop.
Obviously, kids can say some pretty awful things to each other. I'm sure you dealt with it as you were growing up. I certainly dealt with it as I was growing up. As a community, do you think that we pay enough mind to the impact that this sort of harassment, negativity, does to not only the learning environment, but our young people too? What do you think it does to their confidence, their esteem, and what can we do to make it better for them?
Parents need to come together and teach their children. First of all, teach your child, don't talk about people. That's the biggest thing, because you wouldn't want to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And for God's sake, tell a child if they hear something, most of the things they hear are rumors. Don't tell other people,
mm-hmm.
because then you participate in it.
When you hear your son say that he's perhaps reluctant to approach a teacher or approach another adult about bad things that are being said or bad things that are potentially being done, does that highlight for you that perhaps that divide between what the kids are really feeling and what the adults are seeing?
When I approach a teacher, and when my older son was in middle school, they started treating him badly and looking at my son as if he was the issue. And I think my younger son has learned from that. I'm feeling right now from listening to him that I believe that that's what his feeling is. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't help my brother. Are they going to help me?
We've been speaking with Rachel and Bobby. They are a local mother and son who unfortunately have been living with bullying in our school system. This is the first part in a several-part series over the next few weeks where we're really going to be looking at bullying head-on and all the different sides of it. We would love to hear from you if you have ever encountered bullying in the school system or if you have a thought about what could be done to make bullying in our nation or our region's schools a little bit better or less prevalent. Please shoot us an email at coastal@wamu.org. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo. If the trials, it is-